and to be kissed for bumps and rocked to sleep, and protected from well-deserved spankings. Susan had conscientiously spanked all the other Blythe children when she thought they needed it for their soul's good, but she would not spank Shirley, nor allow his mother to do it. Once Dr. Blythe had spanked him, and Susan had been stormily indignant. "That man would spank an angel, Mrs. Doctor, dear. That he would," she had declared bitterly, and she would not make the poor doctor a pie for weeks. She had taken Shirley with her to her brother's home during his parents' absence, while all the other children had gone to Avonlea, and she had 3 blessed months of him all to herself. Nevertheless, Susan was very glad to find herself back at Ingleside, with all her darlings around her again. Ingleside was her world, and in it she reigned supreme. Even Anne seldom questioned her decisions, much to the disgust of Mrs. Rachel Lynde of Green Gables, who gloomily told Anne, whenever she visited Four Winds, that she was letting Susan get to be entirely too much of a boss, and would live to rue it. "Here is Cornelia Bryant coming up the harbor road, Mrs. Doctor, dear," said Susan. "She will be coming up to unload 3 months' gossip on us."
"I hope so," said Anne, hugging her knees. "I'm starving for Glen St. Mary gossip, Susan. I hope Miss Cornelia can tell me everything that has happened while we've been away. Everything. Who has got born or married or drunk? Who has died or gone away or come or fought or lost a cow or found a beau? It's so delightful to be home again with all the dear Glen folks, and I want to know all about them. Why, I remember wondering as I walked through Westminster Abbey which of her 2 especial beaus Millicent Drew would finally marry. Do you know, Susan, I have a dreadful suspicion that I love gossip."
"Well, of course, Mrs. Doctor, dear," admitted Susan. "Every proper woman likes to hear the news. I am rather interested in Millicent Drew's case myself. I never had a beau, much less 2, and I do not mind now, for being an old maid does not hurt when you get used to it. Millicent's hair always looks to me as if she had swept it up with a broom. But the men do not seem to mind that.
They see only her pretty, piquant, mocking little face, Susan."
"That may very well be, Mrs. Doctor, dear. The good book says that favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But I should not have minded finding that out for myself, if it had been so ordained. I have no doubt we will all be beautiful when we are angels, but what good will it do us then? Speaking of gossip, however, they do say that poor Mrs. Harrison Miller over harbor tried to hang herself last week."
"Oh, Susan!"
"Calm yourself, Mrs. Doctor, dear. She did not succeed. But I really do not blame her for trying, for her husband is a terrible man. But she was very foolish to think of hanging herself and leaving the way clear for him to marry some other woman. If I had been in her shoes, Mrs. Doctor, dear, I would have gone to work to worry him so that he would try to hang himself instead of me. Not that I hold with people hanging themselves under any circumstances, Mrs. Doctor, dear."
"What is the matter with Harrison Miller, anyway?" said Anne impatiently. "He is always driving someone to extremes."
"Well, some people call it religion and some call it cussedness, begging your pardon, Mrs. Doctor, dear, for using such a word. It seems they cannot make out which it is in Harrison's case. There are days when he growls at everybody because he thinks he is foreordained to eternal punishment. And then there are days when he says he does not care and goes and gets drunk. My own opinion is that he is not sound in his intellect, for none of that branch of the Millers were. His grandfather went out of his mind. He thought he was surrounded by big black spiders. They crawled over him and floated in the air about him. I hope I shall never go insane, Mrs. Doctor, dear, and I do not think I will, because it is not a habit of the Bakers. But if an all-wise providence should decree it, I hope it will not take the form of big black spiders, for I loathe the animals. And as for Mrs. Miller, I do not.